Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I will read our text for us and then comment. This is Mark chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before Jesus and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Soon we will be coming to the thrust of how Jesus answers this man. But just to wrap up our insights into the man, let's emphasize the main point. Only God is good. God alone is good, and that means that all people are not good. We are sinful, bad, and evil. But, like millions trapped in the world's false religions, and like so many functioning outside of organized religion, there is the pervasive conviction that people are, for the most part, good. In the year 1981, when I was a young man, a rabbi from the Temple Israel in Natick, Massachusetts, not far from where I grew up, wrote a book by the title, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. His name was Harold Kushner. The book turned into a bestseller and has sold over 4 million copies. It was his attempt to wrestle with theodicy, or why in a world created by a good and sovereignly powerful God, there is the presence of such evil. His intention was to give suffering people an answer for their grief and pain. Perhaps you have read what he wrote. If you have not, let me save you wasting your money on it. What he argues for is unbiblical. Basically, he concludes that God is finite, and while benevolent, God is not all-powerful to prevent evil. A finite God who is not omnipotent? A God who cannot prevent evil? Friends, this is definitely not the God of the Bible. And yet the thesis grew wildly popular. The book has been translated into at least a dozen languages and has been read by people all over the world. You will notice an immediate problem just in the title, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. There are no good people. That's what we have been learning in recent days. A far more biblically accurate title would be When Good Things Happen to Bad People. When good things happen to bad people. The real mystery is, why does Holy God give such good things to bad people? For all people are sinners. We have an evil nature. We are totally depraved, each one of us. And yet God is good and gracious to us. As we stressed last time, yes, some people are worse than others. Some people are more evil than others. Total depravity does not mean we are all as bad as we could be. But separate and apart from Christ, in God's eyes, we are evil all of our days, and this sets us on the pathway to judgment and to eternal punishment for our wickedness. Before we leave Rabbi Kushner, notice he was a religious leader. He died in 2023. And this Jewish religious leader is the author of a best-selling book that states in the title that people are good. More recently, we have the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, stating in a television interview with the U.S. news anchor Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes, quote, "People are fundamentally good. We are all fundamentally good. Yes, there are some rogues and sinners, but the heart itself is good." What? No. This is the antithesis of what the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, says to the rich young ruler in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. No one is good except God alone. and in exact contradiction of Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is desperately wicked. When the Catholic religious ruler says this, and he said it genuinely, like he believes it, he eliminates the gospel, which teaches us that we are by nature bad, and we are so bad, so sinful, so evil that we have only one hope. Our hope is built on no one less than Jesus Christ, our righteousness. This is why Christ is our greatest good, because he brings salvation to us. And by our faith in him, we are transformed from evil to good. But without the Lord, we remain an evil people. Friends, read the Bible, believe the Bible, accept the Bible as God's word on the matter. Reject this false teaching that people are fundamentally good. We are not. And yet, this is not new. As we said last time, the man in Mark 10 who ran up to Jesus and kneeled before Jesus, he thought he was already good. His legalistic Jewish religion taught him his eternal life was based on all the good works he himself had done from his youth onwards. But Christ teaches that being religious will not make one good in God's eyes. Let me share a couple of New Testament texts with you today that prove this. Listen attentively, if you would, to Galatians 2, verse 16. Know that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. We are justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. The Apostle Paul is very clear there. Our good works do not justify us before God. We are justified by our faith. God saves by faith, not by good works, because people are incapable of producing good works such that we meet God's standard for perfection. We are not good. Paul reaffirms this in an awesome passage, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. He cannot say it any plainer and clearer than that. By God's good grace we are saved from our wickedness, not of ourselves, not of our works. This is the good God's good gift to us. This is the message Rabbi Kushner and Pope Francis need to hear, believe, and give to others. Continuing this powerful emphasis, Paul writes Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, I will be found in Jesus, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. You see, we are not righteous on our own. Our righteousness does not come from within us, but Christ's righteousness is applied to us when we believe on Christ. His righteousness is from God by faith. Hence why we must be found in Jesus. Listen also to 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I hope you are hearing and accepting this good news. God has taken the initiative. He has saved our wicked souls, not according to our works, but according to his good grace. 2 Timothy 1:9. I will not take time to read it, but check out Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 also. Let me give you all these references again so you can crack open your Bible and read them for yourself. Jeremiah 17, verse 9, Galatians 2, verse 16, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, and Titus chapter 3, verse 5. I strongly encourage you to read these and accept them as true. You see, I am not just giving my opinion. I am giving you God's opinion. All I am is the spokesperson. I'm just the messenger. God is the author of the Bible, and what he says stands. This reveals the importance of the Word of God. I know that doctrinally, non-Christian Jews and Roman Catholics disagree with the interpretation of the Scripture we Bible-believing Protestants give. I invite you to take your doctrine, what you believe, from the Bible and not from the word of mere men or women. The Bible teaches religion will not make someone good. Only God, through Christ, makes us good, makes us righteous. My dear friends, the only way to eternal life is to trust in what Christ has done for us. It is not our good works that please God. Rather, it is Christ's good work alone that pleases him. This is why Jesus says to the young man in Mark 10, verse 21, "Come, follow me." But the text reports he was saddened and went away grieving. He left to continue to trust in his riches rather than to trust in Christ and follow Jesus. Truly tragic. And tragic if you who listen in now trust in yourself and your good works, believing yourself to be good and rejecting Christ as your Savior from sin. Please consider what we have said. And join us next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.